The full vote in the House of Representatives finding Mark Meadows in contempt of Congress was a foregone conclusion in the Democrat-controlled chamber. It has become clear that the committee is asking two main questions. Did the president try to impede Congress's certification of the election results? And why was Donald Trump so slow to criticize the protesters as the seriousness of their assault on Congress became clear? It took several hours for Trump to release this message.
This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home.
Meadows has given the committee thousands of documents. They show that if Trump himself wasn't taking the riot seriously, at least some in his circle were.
POTUS has to come out firmly and tell the protesters to dissipate. Someone is going to get killed. Indeed, a number of members of the press, a number of members of this body, a member of the president's own family, all urged the president take action because they understood that the president of the United States had a responsibility to call off the mob.
Despite handing over so much information, Meadows refuses to give an in-person deposition to the committee. He claims executive privilege, arguing as the president's chief of staff, he should be allowed to withhold some information. Otherwise, how could any presidential advisor give honest advice to any president? Republicans back that argument and accuse Democrats of engaging in a witch hunt.
I hope the American people are paying close attention. I hope they see what happens when Democrats get total power. They abuse it. They intimidate, they threaten, and they harass.
It will now be up to the Department of Justice to decide whether to file charges. It did so against Steve Bannon after he was found in contempt by Congress, but Bannon was a private citizen during January the 6th, not an official White House advisor, and he's given no cooperation to the Select Committee. The penalty for being found guilty of contempt of Congress is between a month and a year in prison, but even that wouldn't force Meadows to hand over any further information. Donald Trump, meanwhile, is fighting the committee's subpoenas in the courts, and there's an assumption that the committee will be disbanded if the Republicans retake the House of Representatives in next November's midterm elections. Shihab Ratansi, Al Jazeera, Washington.